Spread the word. It's a popular slogan used by organizations and advertisers. Usually it refers to promoting an idea, not discouraging one.
But this week, two groups who work with disabled people, UNC Best Buddies and Special Olympics North Carolina, campaigned on campus as part of a nationwide movement called Spread the Word to End the Word. The group spent the week raising awareness about people living with disabilities while encouraging students to stop using the word retarded. They refer to it as the R word.
Hey, sorry to bother you guys. Have you heard of Spread the Word to End the Word?
Yes.
It's an initiative to stop the use of the word retarded because of how offensive it is to people with disabilities. So if you decide to sign, you're pledging not to use the word and to tell your friends not to use it too.
That's UNC freshman Elizabeth Schroeder. She helped to organize the movement at UNC. Along with other students, the group spent the week carrying a large white banner around the pit, a central part of campus. They collected hundreds of signatures from students who all pledged to stop using the R word. She says the movement goes beyond asking students not to use harmful language.
You are pledging to no longer use the word retarded, but also we're asking people to tell their friends not to use it as well and be advocates. So really trying to pay it forward in advocacy.
The students say it's inappropriate to use the word to refer to someone who is disabled. It's also wrong to use the word as a general insult. On Wednesday, the Campus Y hosted a discussion panel. The panel talked about the stigma surrounding people who are developmentally disabled and the way they have been treated through the years. The discussion was small, only 5 people in attendance, including the speakers and student organizers, but the message was filled with passion. Susan Chandler from the ARC of Orange County talked about the power behind words.
People will say words. They can hold you back, they can define you. People will not always remember, though, but they'll always remember the way that it made them feel.
She says it's time to stop using the R word.
It's derogatory, it's offensive, and it's essentially very untrue.
After the event, UNC junior and next year's director and co-chair of UNC Best Buddies, Anna Ollinger, talked about the ways to destigmatize people living with disabilities.
It's just really getting out there and interacting with people with disabilities.
Ollinger says it's about breaking down walls. The group wants to start conversations that will raise disability awareness while encouraging students to get involved with Special Olympics and Best Buddies.